CCB Board Meeting Minutes Summaries by Linda Porell. CCB Board Meeting Minutes, Thursday, August 8, 2019. Roll call and introduction of guests. Present. President, Judy Wilkinson. First Vice President, Gabe Griffith. Secretary, Linda Porell. Treasurer, Lisa Thomas. Directors, Steve Bauer, Nellie Emerson, Pam Metz, Charlene Ornelas, Paul Patchy Jr., Rob Turner, Penny Valdovinos, and Frank Welt. Joined call during meeting. Immediate Past President, Jeff Tom. Second Vice President, Sarah Harris. Director, Christy Crespin. Approval of minutes for board meetings of June 6 and June 27. Charlene moved and Gabe seconded approval of June 6 meeting minutes. The motion passed unanimously. Gabe moved and Pam seconded approval of June 27 meeting minutes. The motion passed with Charlene abstaining. Artis Bazin, former secretary, will bundle her minutes and send them to the CCB office. President's Report. Judy has written and will send request for rent modification to CCB's landlord. Due to excellent work by James Collins, CCB will definitely meet our energy upgrade California numbers for this year. In addition, it's possible that the EUC contract could be renewed. CCB will work with disability rights advocates, along with Jean Lozano, on the issue of accessibility of the reservations process for California state parks. Update on fundraising. Summary, CCB will have a smaller auction due to scheduling problems with ACB Radio. We will extend the deadline for chapter contributions to our auction, which will now be scheduled for early in 2020. Nicole Pacheco will attend a seminar on First Giving. Jeff expressed concern about the accessibility of their website. Hulu matched a donation to CCB from Kathy Schmidt Whitaker. Judy thanked donors to the ACB Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk. She also noted that AERA will donate $10 per AERA subscriber to affiliates of their choice. Judy reported that our agreement to work with On the Move is almost final. CCB may create a separate business entity for that project. She also reported that the Melcon Trust may have a bequest for us. Judy is working on appointing a resource development committee. Judy has disbanded the Phoenix Committee since 7 members are now on the CCB board. In addition, the CCB Executive Committee will begin meeting regularly to advise Judy. Treasurer's Report. Summary, our operating bank balance at June 6, 2019 is $30,396. Our operating bank balance at August 8, 2019 is $30,328. We received the first installment payment from Newell Perry Trust of $20,000 on July 10, 2019. As of board meeting, we had not received a UC payment for July but expecting it to come any day. The majority of August's monthly recurring liabilities have been made. We completed a workers' comp audit. Lisa is looking in the Fresno area for an ongoing auditor for CCB. Lisa moved and Nellie seconded approval for the treasurer's report. The motion passed unanimously. Update on convention. Summary, Jeff reported that our 2019 convention in Fresno made money this year. As a result, the board has voted to return to Fresno in June of 2020. Jeff will lead the same convention committee and welcomes ideas from members. Questions were asked about getting donor support and making plans for 2021. The contract for 2020 has been signed and the room rates are $10 higher next year. Board liaisons to chapters and affiliates. Summary, Gabe, Pam, and Linda have prepared a board liaison list, assigning each board member to work with and provide support to CCB chapters and affiliates. They will create a set of policies for implementing this new responsibility and present a policy draft to the board in September. Hearing of the public. Not covered here. Adjourn to executive session to discuss contract matters. Executive session. All board members were in attendance. Financial matters were discussed. Jeff moved and Gabe seconded that the CCB board authorize the formation of a profit-making entity for the purpose of creating revenue for the organization. The motion passed unanimously. CCB board meeting in executive session, Thursday, September 12, 2019. The meeting began at 7:05 p.m. Present. Officers. President, Judy Wilkinson. First Vice President, Gabe Griffith. Second Vice President, Sarah Harris. Secretary, Linda Porrell. Treasurer, Lisa Thomas. Immediate Past President, Jeff Tom. Directors, Steve Bauer, Christy Crespin, Pam Metz, Rob Turner, Penny Valdovinos, and Frank Welt. Absent. Nellie Emerson, Charlene Ornelas, and Paul Patchy Jr. The board of directors moved to sign the contract with On the Move. Jeff moved and Steve seconded. The motion passed unanimously. The On the Move steering committee will distribute all meeting minutes to the board for a year. Christy moved and Rob seconded. The motion passed unanimously. CCB will send a fundraising appeal letter again this year. Rob moved and Christy seconded. The motion passed unanimously. The meeting was adjourned at 9:20 p.m. CCB Board Meeting, October 10, 2019. The meeting was called to order by President Wilkinson at 7:10 p.m. Present. Officers. President, Judy Wilkinson. First Vice President, Gabe Griffith. Second Vice President, Sarah Harris. Secretary, Linda Porrell. Treasurer, Lisa Thomas. Immediate Past President, Jeff Tom. Directors, Steve Bauer, Christy Crespin, Nellie Emerson, Charlene Ornelas, Paul Patchy Jr., Rob Turner, Penny Valdovinos, Frank Welt. Absent. Pam Metz. Approval of meeting minutes. Sarah moved and Penny seconded approval of minutes for three meetings, an open board meeting on August 8, 2019 and executive board meetings on August 29, 2019 and September 12, 2019. The motion passed unanimously. Treasurer's report. There was no treasurer's report this month, since Lisa was working on issues around an audit for CCB. Lisa will report again in November. President's report. The CCB office will be moving across the hall on October 30th to a smaller space with four offices. Our monthly rent will be $1,800, for a savings of $1,000. We will keep the same suite number. The board wishes to thank Val Thomas, our landlord, and his attorney, Rich Ellsworth, for their willingness to negotiate a new rental agreement with CCB. The board also particularly wishes to thank Lexi Howard, our legal consultant for this rental negotiation, for her generosity in providing pro bono legal services to CCB. Report on CCB's partnership with On the Move. The CCB board has authorized President Wilkinson to sign the partnership contract with On the Move. Highlights of the following discussion include: establishment of a CCB business committee with six members, who are working on a business plan. First four units scheduled to arrive in 2 weeks and will cost under $500 and under $200. The business committee will develop marketing materials with the help of On the Move. CCB members will have the first option to buy a sit mill before we start selling to other blind groups and the general public. Discussion of future convention sites. Steve moved and Charlene seconded a motion authorizing President Wilkinson to investigate options for signing a multi-year contract with the DoubleTree Hotel in Fresno. A discussion followed on the potential benefit of such an arrangement, which include a more stable rate over time, an increase in options for convention dates, an ability to focus more on convention content, established familiarity with the location, relative ease of access from most areas of the state. The motion passed unanimously. Auction update. As of this meeting, only 17 people had registered for the CCB auction on October 20th. We have 43 terrific items to bid on. Thanks to CO Chairs Andrea DeClotz and Larry Gassman the to the TOG for posting the items on our site. We encourage everyone to sign up and spread the news to our communities. Membership data update. A 3-year comparison of CCB chapter and affiliate rosters with ACB records has uncovered serious discrepancies in our membership count. Judy and Jeff will work with Nicole and ACB to identify and correct these issues. Announcements. AB 169 was signed by Governor Newsom. Hearing of the public. One member asked if we are still collecting volunteer hours. The answer is yes. Adjourn. The meeting adjourned at 8:33 p.m.